218 Albert Lea Radio Afternoons with Aaron. Last week, we talked with Carter Miller, right fielder and pitcher for Albert Lea. That interview's on our website, myalbertlea.com. This one will go up later on this afternoon if you're not getting a chance to listen to it live or know someone that would like to listen to it later. We have Jack Gellinger, shortstop and pitcher for Albert Lea Tigers. And Jackie, a good afternoon. Appreciate the time. How you doing?
I'm pretty good. How are you yourself, Aaron?
Hey, I'm doing great. How you feeling today? Are you ready for tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm ready to go. I'm excited.
How has the last few days of practice been? It seems like probably an eternity that you guys punched your ticket to state back on Wednesday in Red Wing. How has practice been since then?
The few days after, we took it pretty light, just hit a little bit. But today we got after it pretty good. It was a pretty competitive practice, I would say. And we're pretty fired up and ready to go.
Mini Met tomorrow. All the action here on Kate. And Jack, what grade are you in?
I'm a senior this year.
Could not ask for a better way to wrap up your senior year than with a trip to the state tournament. How many seniors are on the team?
We got seven, including myself, this year.
So a very senior-heavy team, and we should talk about this. You guys did not get a chance to play at all last year, so you guys took some steps from sophomore to senior. I mean, that's a pretty big step. Did some of you guys get a chance to play as sophomores 2 years ago?
Yeah, I played during sections. I played third 2 years ago. Yoko was behind the plate, and Blake pitched quite a bit that year. So we kind of had to step up as leaders and help the team get ready for this year and whatnot.
Again, Jack Gellinger, shortstop, pitcher, got a chance to pitch in that section final on Wednesday night. And, you know, before we talk about tomorrow, let's talk about Wednesday, just a looking back. And, I mean, how are you doing going into game number two throughout that game? Were you nervous? What were you feeling?
Yeah, there was some nerves there, but I just knew we couldn't let this be our last game. We had Byron on their heels. They had all the pressure on them. We just had to fire up and get it done.
So there was no worries after game one, because you guys regrouped real quick. I mean, that's tough to be one win away from state. You lose 8-1. I mean, the mental toughness your team had for game two was impressive.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there definitely was some worries, but I don't know. The boys didn't really show it. We were ready to go, and we played a very well-played game.
I thought it was a good move on Wednesday, because usually you batted the number four spot, and a coach Gaston moved you up to the number two spot. Have you batted out of that spot often this year?
I did a little bit at the beginning of the year. I've batted 1, 2, 3, 4. I've batted all of them this year,
okay.
But I liked the change as well. I thought that I had been seeing the ball and we needed to get base runners on, and I was able to do that for us that game. So,
senior Jack Gellinger with the Albert Lea baseball team joining us here on KATE. Well, let's talk about tomorrow morning. How cool is that going to be with a big send-off at the complex, at the plaza? I mean, it is going to be so cool. You think you're going to have goosebumps, nerves, when you see all the people tomorrow morning sending you guys off?
Yeah, you know, I might. I really hope there's a good turnout tomorrow at 9:15. Come to Hammer, anyone who's listening. It's going to be awesome. It's everything we've ever worked for. It's finally paid off.
So you're going to get up to the mini Met a few hours before the game and get ready for Sartell. I mean, as one of the leaders, as one of the seniors on this team, what do you tell the other guys to get them prepared for the game tomorrow? I mean, because there's going to be a lot of nerves in the dugout. You being one of the leaders, what are some of the things you say to the guys to try to calm them down?
It's just another game for us. We've got nothing to lose. The Sartell team, they're a really good club, obviously. I think we're kind of flying under the radar. I think a lot of teams, people aren't giving us much of a chance, and we're going to come there and prove them wrong.
And that's always a great spot to be in, that underdog role. And like you mentioned, no pressure because, you know, on paper, you look at stats, you look at records, they have just a handful of losses, ranked number three in state, number two seed in the state tournament. I mean, you guys can come in kind of a loosey-goosey and, you know, play your game. All the pressure's on them.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're going to go out there and just battle. And who knows? We might come out on top.
Well, that's the hope here. We're looking forward to the broadcast tomorrow. Jack, besides baseball, what other sports and activities are you involved with at Elbert Lee?
I wasn't involved with anything else this year. I've been involved with football and hockey, but I dropped those in the last year or two. And this year, my main focus was baseball.
And when it comes to plans after high school, do you have any plans right now?
Right now, the plan is to go over to Mankato and study construction management.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. Congrats on that. And tell us your parents and any siblings.
My mom is Michelle Jellinger. My dad would be Mike Jellinger, and I got an older sister, Morgan.
Very cool. Again, Jack Jellinger with us here on Kate Radio. Again, he plays a shortstop for our Tigers. He's ready to jump on that bus tomorrow and head to the mini-met in Jordan. Jack, thank you so much for the time. Enjoy every moment, soak it in, and good luck tomorrow.
Will do. Thanks so much, Aaron.